Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Tending to your cardiovascular health requires much more than simply lowering your cholesterol. Maintaining heart health requires a combination of diet and lifestyle choices, along with a smart regimen of supplementation. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Heart Health Protocol, my personal supplement recommendations to reduce your heart risk. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com for details. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to DearHoffmanStore.com. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's our weekly Q&A with Layla. You can send questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. If you want to send a question to the radio show, which is our live show, which is generally aired on weekends across the country, you can go to drhoffman.com, and if you're using a PC or Mac, on the homepage, there's a little box. And if you click on that box, it prompts you to ask a question, which you can record. And that's pretty cool because it's like you hear your own voice, and then you will hear an answer on the show. But
cool way to get your questions in.
But this is another way for people who prefer anonymity.
We have an email from Lori in Florida. Heartfelt thanks for being never-ending health warriors, sharing your wisdom, helping us live our healthiest lives.
I like this. Health warriors.
Health warriors.
Are we like
yes.
Marvel comics figures?
Yeah. And Stan Lee passed away.
Stan Lee passed away.
He was one of the creators of. Anyway.
Maybe there's a movie in it because that could be. I mean, here we're talking.
Somebody should create health warrior comic characters or something.
Yeah.
Maybe something.
Boring.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We just want to we just basically want violence and destruction, you know.
Okay. Lori writes, Dear Dr. Hoffman and Layla, my husband was taking natokinase along with Ecotrin to prevent blood clots since having a clot in his lung 6 years ago.
Great program. By the way, can I explain?
Yeah.
So clotting. Clotting is, you know, it's about several pathways that ensure that you don't bleed out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? There are certain defects of clotting, like hemophilia, where people just can't stop bleeding.
Right. Cut yourself shaving and it's a trip to the ER.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You know, so there's what's called the complement pathway, there's fibrin, and there's the platelets.
Mm-hmm.
And the platelets are inhibited by aspirin.
Mm-hmm.
And also certain medications like Plavix, Coumadin, and some of these other medications.
Pradaxa and Eliquis.
Thank you. That's my auxiliary brain. you remember the names of those. Those are newer anticoagulants. They work on other elements of the pathway. Mm-hmm. So fish oil works on several elements of the pathway. It works on the platelets to some extent, so the platelets don't adhere and stick together.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not such a profound blood thinner that you can't use it with other blood thinners. So when you use aspirin, you're going to get one effect, and when you use natokinase, you're going to get another effect.
Mm.
And natokinase works on the fibrinolytic pathway.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good complementary approach. It won't make you bleed like crazy.
Yeah.
You're not going to get severe hemorrhages if you add natokinase to aspirin, especially if you're
taking Ecotrin with the natokinase. Yeah.
Yeah, especially if you're prone to clotting. Lumbrokinase is made from earthworms.
Yeah. Actually, Lori writes, another holistic practitioner recommended that he switched to Boluque, which is lumbrokinase.
Which is from lumbrokinase, right.
Instead saying that it is the most effective. What is your opinion?
And, I think that this is an example of sort of the supplement wars of little nuances. I think natokinase has a...
Which is made from fermented soybeans.
Right.
As opposed to the lumbrokinase, which is made from earthworms.
And I believe that one of the things with natokinase has a little bit of vitamin K in it. So you have to be possibly careful about use of Coumadin simultaneously with natokinase because of the potential interference, but I'd have to check on that. Lumbrokinase may or may not have that problem. So I guess I, to that question, I'm sort of like six of one, half dozen of the other. I mean, you probably
choose.
As with many supplement controversies, both sides can muster arguments to buttress their position. So it
comes down to, as long as the supplement is going to do its job, that's probably the most important thing.
Yeah. And it may be, I mean, if one is more effective than the other, maybe that you have to take more of the nattokinase to get the same effect as the lumbrokinase. But I got to say that I've not seen toe-to-toe comparisons. Make a note. We could circle back later. You could see if we can find any articles that show comparison that aren't proprietary, because what we'll see is sometimes we'll say, this conclusively demonstrates that lumbrokinase is superior. And then we'll see that the research was sponsored by the lumbrokinase people.
Right, right.
Or
we don't want that.
The nattokinase people did research.
We don't want bias, sure.
Yeah, you know, so I don't know that there have been really big studies. There's not that as much money in studying supplements as there is in studying medications. You know, so for example, there may be two antihypertensive medications that have the same mode of action. Say they're angiotensin receptor blockers. And we'll see a study that says that one is better than the other. And then we'll see another counter study that says, no, that they're equivalent, or that ours is better than another. And then we'll see the underwriting influence potentially creeping into that. And these are studies that that cost tens and maybe sometimes hundreds of millions of dollars.
So it's a matter of which pharmaceutical made which product.
And the drugs are very slight in very nuanced in difference. Just maybe one little chemical structure is different, and then you get a patent on one or the other, and they work this on the same principles in the body. So I think those are truly equivalent fibrinolytic. They're enzymes, basically.
Yes. They're both kinases.
Yeah, kinases. So, kinases break things apart.
Yes.
So they break fibrin.
Yeah.
You'll also find another principle that's invoked in fibrinolytic medications. There's something called Wobenzyme, and the enzyme in Wobenzyme is designed to reduce inflammation, because part of the inflammatory cascade is that fibrin gets attracted to sites of injury and sort of walls off those sites.
Yes.
And so Wobenzyme tends to reduce swelling and promote healing.
Lori, we hope this helps you, and best of luck
to
your husband.
It doesn't help her, because it leaves her hanging.
It leaves you hanging. Rest assured that they're both good choices.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's a matter of...
I wouldn't quarrel with it.
No, exactly. You wouldn't quarrel with it. Right, right. Okay.
Good point at which to pause, because we allow our sponsors an opportunity to identify themselves and share vital messages with you. And so, please listen up.
What if there's one simple pill that could help support your energy, vitality, and cardiovascular function? Well, introducing new and improved Green Tea CR Phytosome formula from Purity Products. It's the power of three of nature's top superfoods, a clinically tested green tea plus curcumin and resveratrol, all in one simple capsule. It's potent, clinically tested, and it works to promote your energy, vitality, cardio health, immunity, and antioxidant defense. Our friends at Purity Products have a free bottle for you today to put to the test. Just pay $4.95 for shipping. Even better, call now and get a second free bottle. Purity's B12 Energy Melts. That's your second free gift. Again, for your free bottles of Green TCR and B12 Energy Melts, call 1-800-218-6030. That's 1-800-218-6030. Again, 1-800-218-6030.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting our sponsors. They're what will make Intelligent Medicine a continuing free resource to you in 2019. We appreciate their sponsorship very much. And now back to our questions.
Oh, we have an email from RG. We don't have necessarily a name here. I'm wondering if Dr. Hoffman could please address the ailment of venous insufficiency.
Oh, that's a very common ailment.
Yeah.
In fact, that is almost a ubiquitous complaint.
Really? Yeah.
Because as we get older, the valves that hold the blood back when we're vertical tend to become leaky. And they become a little, what's the word, insufficiency?
Yeah.
It's sometimes called venous incompetence. You know, it's like...
Okay.
That they're the or valvular incompetence.
Okay.
And so those valves just don't do the job, and the swelling then occurs in especially in the ankles and feet.
Mm-hmm. So RG writes, I'm a 62-year-old female, and this suddenly appeared this past summer. I feel like I've aged 20 years overnight. My echocardiogram was fine. Yeah, my Doppler exams showed mild insufficiency.
You have to do that. It could come from the heart. The blood backup could come because of heart failure. So you have to check that.
Okay.
You have to check the kidneys in some cases. And then, you know, what's left is that, you're whatever, you know, you're 56 or you're 62 or you're 71. And this is part and parcel of getting older. And so what do you do? Well, what is she doing at this point?
Well, she's trying to, the advice she was given was to try and move around as much as possible or do exercise, but I can only do so much. Any advice would be recommended. My toes, feet, ankles, even calves swell up past my knees on some days.
Okay, so as a nutritionist, there's an interesting phenomenon, which is low-carb diet.
Ah, yes.
Right?
Which has a nice dehydrating effect.
You diurese.
You diurese, exactly.
There's also a potential for allergies to contribute to swelling.
Yes.
Because
it causes the inflammatory reaction, which is swelling.
The solution to pollution is dilution. So,
yes.
You know, when you notice that if you have an allergic reaction, you get all swollen. So some people, when they get rid of the culprit foods, they diurese like crazy. I mean, again, you know, we've cited this phenomenon before. You worked with Dr. Robert Atkins, is that people would have remarkable weight loss in the first week or so, week or 10 days, like 11 pounds in 10 days. That's not fat.
Yeah. The first 3 to 4 days, you're losing a lot of water. Mm-hmm. I would say as much as 7 pounds of that 11 is water.
There you go.
And then once you're really getting into, you're in ketosis, you start burning fat.
So that's
fat.
Number one.
Depending on how overweight you were to begin with.
So that's worth a try. But, you know, this is a mechanical problem.
Yes.
And so we want to use bioflavonoids. And bioflavonoids, the premier ones, are horse chestnut and something called diosmin. And there are Venus formulas. One's called Venus Optimizer by Jarrow.
Vinpocetin, is that another?
Vinpocetin is more of a brain thing.
Okay.
It may have some effects there. But
taurine, some B6 may help.
B6 actually has a bit of a diuretic effect. Yeah.
So that could be helpful there.
Yeah. And then, of course, you know, watch your sodium. But, you know, and then in terms of mechanical things, one of the things that can be helpful is standing on a vibrating platform. The vibrating platform actually has been shown to reduce edema and swelling.
And help with osteoporosis as well.
Yeah. And so get one of those. They're not cheap, but you know, you can get a, you know, consumer one for,
or stand on your washing machine.
Low four figures. Yeah, I guess stand on your washing machine.
Oh my goodness.
They put babies on washing machines sometimes
to help them sleep.
Yeah.
That motion.
They like that vibration.
Otherwise get in the car and drive all night.
Right, that too. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Except a cop will stop you and say, hey, what are you doing? Case in the neighborhood? It's like, no, I've got a kid in the back.
Oh, my goodness. So wearing compression socks.
Yeah.
Sleep with your feet elevated higher than the heart.
Some European studies have shown that horse chestnut they go by various names in Europe. Venostat is one of the names of the products there. The horse chestnut preparations are as effective as stockings, as compression stockings, which are fine in the winter, but in the summer they're kind of a drag. And they're hard to put on, too, especially if you've got back problems.
Yeah.
There's actually some devices that help people put on their compression stockings. They're sort of like stretchy things that stretch them out, and then they
place your foot in.
Yeah, and then you pull them up, and then they close. You can get those to help you put on your compression stockings. You can buy compression stockings at a drugstore, or you can get them professionally made, custom made. They're sometimes referred to as Jobst stockings, J-O-B-S-T, and they're made by specialty surgical outlets. The ultimate is the custom made Jobst stockings.
Okay. RG, we wish you the best. Wow. All right. Let's see here. We have, I don't know about this email, Dr. Hoffman. Dr. Hoffman, I recently bought a book called The Ultimate Guide to Red Light Therapy. mm-hmm. by Ari Witten.
Right.
But I have yet to read it.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
Go ahead and read it and then tell me what
you
think.
I was wondering what your take on it is.
Okay, we have a reader's service here where you buy a book, we read it, and we tell you what's in it.
Right.
Okay?
Okay. So, yeah, this is a strange question. So, Bruce, read the book and maybe you'll email us and tell us. And if you have a specific question or something about its contents.
But I know what it's going to be about is that red light is infrared light. Mm-hmm. And it's in the, I guess, high infrared
Is it for like detox?
Wavelength. And what it is, it's sort of like it's a portable sauna in effect.
Yeah.
You know, where you can apply the
infrared
red light
sauna,
to your body and it will help with detoxification. Mm. Now there's another, you know, and I'm trying to imagine what would be in this book. There's also some applications of red light in laser, like low intensity laser, not like the lasers that were used in Goldfinger, you know, where they were, do you remember that scene in Goldfinger where they were trying to torture James Bond? He was like strapped to this gurney.
Yes.
And the laser was like menacingly approaching the part of his anatomy which he most treasured.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and, you know, and then it, you know, and Sean Connery played that for laughs.
Yeah.
And so that was a red laser light burning, you know, like searing light. No, this is like you don't hardly feel it. You might feel a little warm sensation. It's sometimes used for carpal tunnel syndrome. It goes just a little bit under the surface, and it may help to relieve the discomfort of certain ailments.
Many years ago, I had a dentist, and he wanted to perform x-rays almost every time that I went to see, which I refused.
Right.
I refused.
So I'm doing that, too.
Little...
I'm doing that, too. They want to do x-rays because it's one of the reimbursable things that they can do. And by the way, you know, it's sort of like saying, like, you go to the doctor, and the doctor says, okay, well, you're here for your annual x-rays. We'll see if there's anything wrong in your body. It's like, no, I have no complaints.
I have no complaints. Diagnostic x-ray, yes. Screening x-ray, no.
Right.
You know, I have no complaints.
Look in my mouth, and I'll tell you if there's any tender places. And if you see something cracked and you really give me a plausible reason, we'll take one x-ray. But like year in, year out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And some people every 6 months.
Yeah.
So I refused with my dentist. And every time I came to see him for my 6 month teeth cleaning, he had a little infrared light pen that he would look. The reason now that he was able to use that at all is you could not use that if I had fillings because you couldn't see through. Because I had none, this is hereditary in my family.
Wow.
I still have no cavities at 54 years of age.
Wow.
I have nothing at
all. You've got to find out what's going on.
Yeah. So he was able to use that infrared pen to be able to see through and if anything.
Wow.
So I agreed to that. I said, but not the x-rays unless
it's a non-invasive way.
Yeah.
That's an interesting application of the red light technology.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Bruce, let us know once you've read The Ultimate Guide to Red Light Therapy, what you think of it.
any other books you'd like me to read for you?
Oh, gosh.
How about, you know, your guide to Social Security benefits? Like, I'll explain it to you.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. All right.
I'd like somebody to do that for me. You know, read that your guide to
read
Social
your
Security.
Guide to, yeah. Yeah, yeah. There are some good books out there. Anyway, that's a whole other conversation. We have an email, actually, from somebody named Ari. Thanks again for another great practical article. Dr. Hoffman, he's talking about your 10 natural solutions for winter skin dryness.
Oh, good.
And Ari says, my best results was with omega-7 from sea buckhorn berries. So he knew a guy who had bleeding cuts from dryness on his hands, and after just one bottle of 60 soft gels, it was gone.
Okay, so first of all, sea buckthorn is a form of seaweed, and it's rich in what's called omega-7. Now, we know about omega-3, and we know about omega-6.
And we know about omega-9.
Omega-9,
which is monosaturated.
Monosaturated oleic acid. But there's this thing called omega-7. So this was a little hotter about 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And there are claims that omega-7 can reduce cardiovascular risk.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that's become a little bit less prominent as a strategy. But there is something about the substance in question is palmetto oleic acid. And I can't make up my mind. In some studies, palmetto oleic acid is a good thing. And in other studies, high levels of palmetto oleic acid in the blood is a bad thing. So it is...
It may have to do with individual biochemistries and their desaturase pathways and things like that.
Yep.
Or maybe their particular genetic SNPs and all of that. That would
Anyway, they say in this review, this seems like a fairly sophisticated review and fairly recent, 2017, while the human data are inconsistent. Thank you. That's what I'm saying. And clinical work is needed. The research in cell culture in animals shows many positive effects of palmetto oleic acid. This little-known fatty acid is intriguing, having been shown to improve insulin function, reduce inflammation, fatty liver in animals. And it doesn't say anything about skin moisturizing effects in this study. By the way, macadamia nuts are a good source of this monounsaturated fatty acid.
There you go.
And some fish and fish oil contain palmetto oleic acid. You know, I guess it's one of those things that's on the radar screen. It has not yet reached critical mass. They attempted, I think, to market it a few years ago.
I think the benefits of borage oil and fish oil are outstanding with regard to skin health.
Anecdotally, you know, I'll take an anecdote.
So there is something there. So it's made from seaweed. Do we concern ourselves with the carrageenan?
Not
because
it's oil.
Not being isolated and it's not being extracted.
I'm not doing this by rote, but I will tell you that one of the claimed benefits of omega-7 is cosmetic. The omega-7 is absolutely fantastic for soothing dry skin conditions. Externally, it'll provide the moisture needed to heal chapped, broken skin. Yeah, yes, maybe any oil, but it delivers supposedly hydration benefits for the skin. So, you know, I think it's worth a try for some people. And it's sea buckthorn extract.
Sea buckthorn extract.
What was the name of the product we're using? It was from Metagenics. Metagenics omega-7, I can look that
up. It was an omega-7 product, you're not talking about SPM.
No, that's anti-inflammatory
but
thing.
But this
that
is
really
the 7 that was, it's been a long time since I've
described
that product.
And that shows you that it's one of those things that did not really stand the test of time. It's called Omegagenics.
Omegagenics, okay.
And it's actually called Mega-10.
Mega-10.
Because it's got some 3 and 7, so 3 plus 7 is 10, so they call it Omegagenics Mega-10 by Metagenics, which is a source, it's a combination of omega-3 and omega-7, blah, 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 cardiovascular benefits. I remember some presentations on it that showed that it had some cardiovascular benefits, but I think that that's a little fallen by the wayside.
I think it's fallen out of vogue, at least. I've not seen it.
But it's not to say that it's bad. It's just it's not,
the
research has not surged, as with some things, like, for example, nicotinamide riboside. The research really is building and building and building for the benefits of that. So at this point, we've just simply run out of time. So we have additional questions. We encourage you to send questions to radioprogram@AOL.com. We'll answer as many of them as we can each time we do a weekly Q&A with Layla. And thanks, Layla, for joining us today.
Thank you, Dr. Hoffman, and Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy
New
Year.
Look forward to you joining us this year.
Yep, and strength and fortitude in adhering to your January resolutions. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. We'll be here to help you. And this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.